This movie, I think, is a money grab because they have the Sonic, license or whatever.
The IP.
And nobody like was really like, man, like, you know what would be really cool?
Now I have.
All right. It's Kyle.
First Kyle. And foremost, we need to talk about Disney Plus.
Okay.
Kevin, go.
It's awesome.
As I haven't used it yet.
Good talk. Next.
Next. Mandalorian seems pretty cool, and they have all of The Simpsons, which is one of the only places. Hi, I'm Kyle, by the way.
Kyle, Kendrick.
This is Joe.
It was a hot start.
Kevin.
Basically, they have all The Simpsons, which no streaming service has really had
ever. The entire thing.
All of it.
Yeah, which Fox is stuff, right?
Yeah, most Fox stuff. I don't know. I haven't explored it yet. You guys have explored it.
Yeah, we watched some cartoons with the kids. Captain Marvel again.
Captain Marvel.
Just fantastic.
Captain Marvel.
And yeah, so I don't know.
If you were not being facetious and there was actually a series called Captain Marvel that I wasn't aware of.
Oh,
yeah, like, The Great Captain Marvel. But, yeah, it looks like it's shaping up to be pretty cool. I'm excited to see, like, what other new shows come out and what order they come out in and stuff like that. Are you going to participate today, or do you want to move the recording?
I don't have anything to say about Disney Plus, except we're probably going to get it. So I was going to let you guys talk about it, since you guys have experienced it.
I'm just saying, like, if you need to work, we can move it.
I always need to work, Kyle. It's never stopped me before.
All right, so enough on the topic that Kendrick knows nothing about.
No, you can
and
keep
off to another
about
topic that Kendrick knows nothing about. All right. What's the next topic?
The Sonic movie?
Oh, yeah, Sonic movie.
Yes.
So, for those not in the know.
Quotes, unquotes, no.
There's too many quotes.
So many.
Basically, they released a trailer for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie with Jim Carrey, and it looked okay, but Sonic looks scary.
Yeah. He didn't look like Sonic the Hedgehog. He looked like they put like a homeless person on screen and just like spray painted him blue.
He kind of
looks
like
that's
I
accurate.
Like the
title to this opinion.
The personification of Sonic is kind of.
Do you remember movie of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? The Oompa Loompas were like a shrunk down regular human.
Yeah, it was.
That's what they.
It was
like,
just
a hedgehog.
Like a guy in a Sonic costume who'd been shrunk down to match the size of a normal Sonic.
I guarantee you, there are people with Sonic the Hedgehog fursonas that would have done better justice than
first. Yeah. Did you just say the word fursona?
Yeah. Fursona.
I assume that the furry's persona.
Yes.
I'm gonna. Please,
is that new?
No,
You've never heard that before. Wow.
Before?
Okay.
Well, like,
oh, now I feel weird.
Now
I feel weird that we're the only ones who do that.
I think it's good to know, but I probably will forget it again. But okay, so yeah, so the fans reacted. Let's say the word reacted.
Yes.
They shit out of their mouths a lot.
Yeah, and in the first precedence
of
most Hollywood history, the movie Paramount, or who was it?
It's Paramount.
Paramount. Decided to remake all the CG for the entirety of the film.
Which is weird.
I would say monolithic like event. Because it's like nobody's ever done something
unprecedented.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a better word.
Like
unprecedented.
Actual fan reaction to a trailer changed the behavior of what the movie
and that's not easy to do.
And it's not necessarily always good. Like, that, I can see that kind of behavior going into, like, certain things.
Yeah, that's
and
a dangerous
it could
person.
be like, well, we wanted this to be there. And it's like, cool, you got, like, Neckbeard and Han Solo. And that's like, that's good. But, like, was it really what, like, everybody needed? Or maybe it was somebody's, like, trying, you know, but there's art versus money grabs.
Right.
And then, I think Paramount knew they were clearly money grabbing. And they're like, because you have to hedge your bets, right? You're like, if we spend $2 million redoing the CG, we're hoping to get our original budget plus $2 million plus whatever profit we wanted to make, right?
Yeah.
And apparently they made the decision to that they could make more money if they redid it, or they genuinely just wanted to make a movie that people would think go and see because it has Sonic.
Yeah.
The latter I don't think is true, but
I don't know. There's a large Sonic fan base. That is publicly facing.
All them personas. Sure.
But I don't know that Sonic... Let me try to phrase this the right way. Like, this movie, I think, is a money grab because they have the Sonic license or whatever.
The IP.
And nobody was really like, man, like, you know what would be really cool? Like a Sonic movie. Because did anybody in this room, I guess it's a small sample size, know about Sonic movie before the first trailer?
Like the old cartoon?
No, that they were going to make a Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Not until the trailer was released. Well, there were some hints about it. A couple of poster teaser releases. And it was like the silhouette of Sonic. And people were already complaining about that because even from the silhouette, he looked fucking weird.
So, like, I guess those movies kind of seem like everyone wants another Star Wars movie because that's the way that Star Wars was started and it, like, kind of is, like, how Star Wars continues. But no one was like, the idea of, like, a Sonic movie, what is it, like, why not just make another game that's better? Or, like, why not, like, make a comic?
Because they can't, because they keep fucking...
That's what I mean, is that, like, it feels like a money grab to me, because... And that's fine, like, if you want to make money, that's good.
I agree.
But, like, it doesn't feel quite like anything but, like, an adventure-y money grab movie. Kind of like... I'm going to say Jumanji, but that ended up being really, really good. Which was cool, but they were like, what can we do to keep this license or whatever to not have to give it up or something? But then they did a good job, which could be the Sonic movie, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, on one hand, you're like, they want to make the money so bad that they change the movie. But on the other hand, they're like, did they pander to the fans? And they did it.
Well, I guess that's what I was getting at, is that since it wasn't art, like, it's not like a pinnacle of movie making or the way that this is supposed to be told. It's just a Sonic movie. They're like... They obviously didn't take much offense outwardly to having asked to remake it. They were like, sure, whatever. Like, not like somebody who like was like, you need to change your work because it's terrible. And you're like, but this is my own thoughts. Well,
this
and
is what
like,
I,
I'm trying to
this
tell
is my
a story.
Expression. Yeah. No, like, I get that.
Okay. That's all I was trying to say is
I would wager that it's more of them, kind of what you said before, in that hedging their bets about how much of a public outcry did we see about this? If we release it as is and make no changes, how much are we projecting that we're going to get money back from that? Because this community is already basically dead set on we're not going to see it. Now, lots of people are like, I'm definitely not going to go see it, and then they go and see it, and then they bitch about it, but they still get your money, so who's a fuck?
Isn't that in Fight Club what he talked about, the cost of a recall versus the couple of lawsuits that I have to get if a few people die?
Yeah, yeah. And so but I think in this one, they may have actually looked at, wow, there's like an incredible amount of vocalization on this, because it didn't go away.
I just have trouble believing there's more vocalization on Sonic the Hedgehog movie than in Star Wars.
I wonder if this is because they know they don't have as much mainstream appeal with Sonic. It's going to be more dedicated. Yeah.
They're betting on...
Yeah. Because Star Wars...
Us guys that grew up with it.
Like, there's always, like, a set. There's about, like, 200 million people.
Okay, so there's probably a billion people will watch Star Wars, right? But there's only about 85 people are going to watch Sonic movie. So
like,
you're just hoping they're going to watch it 100,000 times each.
Right. The target demographic is this fan base, and this fan base told you they didn't like it when you set up that thing.
So then the other question.
I wish I knew more about fan bases doing that. Like, how many times does that happen? Because to me, it seems unprecedented that this happened. But
my question thing is, we're assuming it's because of the fan outcry.
Yeah,
it
sure,
wasn't because
sure,
of, like, they did this, and then they did while you're testing, like, wow. Children cry when they see Sonic. Old people get confused and scared.
We didn't mean to bill Sonic as a horror film, but that's accidentally what we made.
Well, so maybe it looks like the neckbeards one, but in reality, there was other market research.
I'm trying to think of
the other thing too. Is there neckbeards? Did they do this, or was it just people?
I don't think so, personally.
It looks so cool.
What were you going
to
say? Sorry.
I'm trying to think of a specific example because there's one rattling around in my brain, but I can't put a name to it. There's plenty of examples of movies that have been, like, the pre-release that's sent to critics and reviewers that they've altered the entire movie based around what those target audiences saw. that's a thing that happens. So I'm wondering if this is also possibly part of that. Like,
yeah,
it's like the storyline's great.
But they just
the
coincide really
here.
Well. Where
yeah,
it's
just like,
test
but,
audiences
yeah, he
hated
looks
it.
Garbage.
Also, the internet
hate
hated
him.
It.
Yeah. I hate looking at him.
Yeah.
I wish he looked
okay.
different.
Yeah. So I think we're all happy that Sonic got changed because you should go check it out.
Absolutely.
IGN did a video, not side by side, but basically side by side of current and old Sonic. And it's like just miles more entertaining to watch, like, classic Sonic.
Miles per hour. I'll leave.
Miles
per hour. I'll go ahead. I'll just
the,
so bye.
Anyways, yeah, it looks
super wait till
cool.
he leaves.
It looks awesome. I like Dr. Robotnik. I think he's going to be cool, and I don't know. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's a weird actor.
Yeah.
More than just what you think I mean. Like, he as a person is kind of crazy when it comes to, like,
mm-hmm.
his life and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wish I could have understood what... Keep fucking looking over there.
There's all these puppies.
I really wish I could
have... super distracted.
I really wish... like we
literally
gotten...
got distracted by dogs again, so it's like a traditional
Jim,
yeah.
Jim Carrey's response to the criticism, like, did he care? Is he just like,
yeah.
I liked playing Robotnik, it doesn't matter to me.
I would bet solid money that this was just him lining his pockets.
Yeah, that's
I have
what
a hard
I mean.
Time believing
oh, yeah.
he gave two shits about this film.
Yeah.
Look, he's going to make money
but,
from Sonic so
well,
he can do, like, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind or some, like, indie
right,
movie.
Right, sure, but I guarantee he didn't give two shits about this movie.
I think
yeah.
from his perspective, though, it's like the changes made for Sonic in no way affect what he has done.
They
had
to have done some
movie.
Reshoots, though.
I just mean, like, him as an
maybe.
Actor is a pretty
like,
persnickety actor. And
okay, I haven't watched the side-by-sides because I don't really care. But
and it's a trailer, so you absolutely won't watch it.
Because wait, does Kendrick hate trailers or something?
They
I thought you were serious
when
for a
they changed
second.
His
like,
physical characteristics, did they not change his height?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Did
they
just make
all
him...
the scenes with him look different?
Well, I think that's what they said earlier. They just like took a regular-sized person and then they like...
No, what I mean is... The new one, his eyes are in a different place than they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all the people who are interacting with him were
true.
Acting with an actor wearing a green screen suit.
When you see it and it's like goes through Sonic's body and he gives him a handshake and you're like,
it's like really shitty. Like
yeah,
they didn't bother to fix it. But like when they do that,
yeah,
right, they act and they have a place where the face is. And that's a common joke, you know, but like that was filmed already. So If they changed his physical appearance, not just like the interaction with the handshakes, like you say, well, I have no clue how much he touches people. I mean, it doesn't much because he's Sonic, right? He's kind of fast. But anytime he interacts with an actual actor, they may have had to reshoot. They basically made another movie.
So that's what I'm saying. So like the first trailer and the second trailer are drastically different. Like the second trailer explains like why he's here. And you're like, what? Like, was this in the first one? We missed it?
Yeah.
Or like, what the fuck?
They changed the music and everything.
Yeah,
too.
And they have... that baseball scene like that he does, which I don't know if it's in the first one or not. And then they had that scene where they did the side-by-side on IGN, which it shows a scene where they're comparing to, but I think that they're very different scenes.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if like that's what you're talking about. Like they had to reshoot that scene because of the size change and they decided to do a different angle and different thing like that, which
gotcha.
Maybe they did it or
maybe
they were just lazy
because
they had only trailer footage. So,
yeah.
But anyway...
Yeah.
That movie got changed, and hopefully it'll be better. But I think what Kevin wants to talk about today
was actually this funny, this this kind of sidewinds into it.
It does. So
oh, nice little
there's,
segue.
There's a new game coming out Friday. I don't know if you guys have heard about it.
Which one?
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Oh, yeah, that's Friday?
Yeah.
Friday.
And there is
massive
Pokemon fan base outcry about this game.
Oh, yeah, because they did like the national dex change and everything.
Yeah,
I've been hearing a lot.
First of all,
no, the name
Dexit.
Yeah, so first of all, the graphics in this game are being compared to other games on the Switch, and they are not up to par. So, like, if you look at games side by side, you could say that Breath of the Wild has better graphics than Pokemon. That's just one comment, right?
Sure, but continue your point.
So the second thing is the Dexit, where they took out the National Pokédex or whatever, and there's only like 400 Pokemon instead of 2,000.
Oh my dear God.
And some people's favorite Pokemon aren't in the game. And they won't let you transfer. So I didn't know about this, but Kevin told me about it. There's apparently some type of service thing where you can transfer Pokemon from your other games to the new games.
Right, yeah, it's like a backup service of the 3DS era.
Okay.
You can back them all up into like a database, and you can just collect all your Pokemon over the years. And
yeah, so
ones you've leveled
that's
up,
not supported in Sword and Shield anymore.
That's not supported.
They took out. Oh yeah, so because why?
I think just because they didn't
Well, let's not speculate now. Let's finish the list. So the other thing, they also took out...
Let's not speculate.
They took out 90 moves from the game. And not that doesn't mean there's only three left. I mean, I don't know how many there are, but they took out 90.
Hundreds and thousands.
And they also removed Mega Evolutions and Z Evolutions from this game.
Okay.
Or Z moves, sorry.
Was that really that big a deal? Because
it was in the last two. Okay. And so people liked them, but I think there's some comments there that we can talk about too, because... It sounds like Z moves and Mega Pokemon were just super overpowered, and so it was like basically like if you get the Mega Evolution and use a Z move or vice versa or in combination,
you win.
And so that was kind of like the anyway. So that was important, and then people are like, so those four reasons are the repeat reasons that like people I can tell are people that are getting really bent out of shape about it. Like people we know are no longer buying Pokemon because they don't agree with the way that Game Freak. And I'm going to air quote this whole sentence, basically didn't develop a game that's worth the cost of the game. Like,
yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah, so the price is going up from a traditional Pokemon game. That's something else.
But it's also on a different system than the traditional Pokemon games, so that's to keep in mind.
And I think a lot of the anger is coming from the fact that they Game Freak at some point in time said that they're not bringing in all of the Pokemon because they are designing, they're redesigning the graphics for every Pokemon and all the move graphics, the move CGI or whatever you call it.
Sure.
Well, the game leaked and then it turns out that they didn't redesign it all. They took it all from Sun and Moon. It just upped the poly count, like just polished them. So it's all the same, they just polished it. So now they're like, oh, but you said the reason why you didn't give us all the Pokemon is because we're redesigning everything from scratch. So that's
there's a general sentiment that they basically rushed the game.
Two things on that one. So you have to have the art guys work more. That seems like a really lame reason to stop it. Two, does the game still fit in my pocket?
In a Switch Lite, yeah.
In a Switch Lite.
It's the first game that's coming to a mainline.
I'm just saying it's Pocket Monsters. It's clearly not Pocket Monsters anymore, why I'm not.
So, I wanted to touch on real quick just the graphics argument. I think in this particular, just from what I've seen already, I think that's a weak ass argument. Comparison of like graphics between games that have already on the system and what I feel like that's weak because like the entire purpose of graphics is to convey the information visually, right? If you can, it's why like retro, quote unquote, like Shovel Knight, those tile games where it's like they're doing 8-bit pixel art. It was like those are really well done. Are they good graphics? It's conveying the information that you need to see. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen other 8-bit games that are like the old NES era that are garbage because you can't see what the hell's going on.
They're also trying to do that on purpose. Like I think the general sense of Pokemon is that they're trying to make it a really nice game and failed. But they also did these really. So I was watching some negative videos of like people who are like blah 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 blah, and like they have this area called the Wild Area now, and you can go in there, and instead of like Pokemon being all invisible and you walk through grass, there's actually Pokemon moving around and stuff. But those animations, according to the, and this is to be clear, let me say something real quick. The idea of that, all of these ideas are pulled from the leaked version of Pokemon, not. So in between the leak and the final version, I don't know if anything was changed or anything was done.
Sure.
When depending is it on supposed who you, to release?
Friday.
Friday. You said that already.
But depending on like how much you believe and how much you believe you can infer from all the articles and things like that, they're either never going to patch the game ever or they are not done working on the game. I don't know. It depends on who you ask and what you read. But so there's that. It was this. All of these criticisms were based off of the leaked version because as soon as it leaked, they stopped. They didn't do any previews. They said they stopped... They were going to do like, oh, IGN gets the game a week or two early. But they stopped that, and reviews just came out today. So, like, IGN and Polygon and Kotaku and all those people were reviewing it. They had their reviews today.
That's such a weird, like...
Well, anyway, so all I was trying to imply was, like... The reactions right now are all based on the leaked version, which may or may not be the final version, and I haven't read anything to the point yet, because it's not out yet.
On that aspect, I can kind of see the idea. It's like, oh, you guys fucking leaked it, and you're looking at an older version of this, and you're basing all that. So, but fuck all you guys, you're not going to get to look at it now.
And it's how little the public knows about what's going on in a tech company. I kind of feel like I know a little better now.
Sure.
But the other part was, so they basically have those animations in the Wild Zone, and they're really static, kind of like clunky animations for Pokemon. Yeah. and someone like, I'm a first year design student, and I took like some of these apps that are free and made like a Wingle flying instead of just the Wingle floating, which is like the criticism of like some of the laziness of the design.
I'm sure it's not going to actually look like that, though.
That was like their leaked version, which, again, they couldn't have changed. They would have to gone, well, anyway, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, is like, I feel like there's a lot of speculation going on now about what could possibly be like a beta version or a dev. And I have no emotional investment in this whatsoever.
I don't give a shit if the Wingle flaps its wings.
But it's like, I don't know.
But you do.
Kendrick
knows what Wingle is.
Kendrick hates that the Wingle doesn't flap its wings.
What's a Wingle?
Kendrick's MIA today. He's working.
Here's the problem.
He's a pokey.
You've touched on a whole bunch of things I'm just making fun of your opinion on, so it looks like I'm not really engaged because I haven't. I played Pokemon Blue and Gold. Mm-hmm.
I have Fire Red.
Well, that's new.
The most recent one that I've played.
But I guess like that's what it is people are. The Dexit thing is supposedly a big deal because people want to.
On that, I've heard a lot about that, and I've seen a lot of like the public outcry. The thing that I don't understand is why. Like, what? Okay, you've got a new Pokemon game coming out, and again, I've been out of the Pokemon, track for a long time. So like, did every secessionary Pokemon have the entire database in it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure the last couple games had like 1,200.
Because what was it was like what X and Y,
which one?
There's a lot more. There was like Black and White.
Black and White.
Two.
And like, then Sun, Moon,
Truth. No, I mean like what was the last one?
Leopard Print.
Oh, it was
again. Sun, I don't pay attention.
It was Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. So it was basically Sun and Moon. Yeah.
Okay,
but
so in Sun and Moon, you could still find a Charmander, Bulbasaur, Squirtle.
I don't know if you could find them, but you could transfer their data existed in the game.
Gotcha. Sure. So for Pokemon Sword Shield, they've removed that and they've gone down to like 400 Pokemon. Are those like the new? Sure we don't know.
No, there's ones coming back. Like Charmander's coming back.
They put Pikachu in, of course, because that's like
you legally can't sell a Pokemon game without Pikachu.
Yeah, you have to.
Some of the classics are there.
And again, I've heard people say that they're never going to patch it, but it would surprise me if they didn't come out with some type of Pokemon DLC on the system that can support that kind of thing. Like, why would you not have like a National Dex DLC at least you could make people pay for it or patch it? I don't care either way because I don't care. But I mean, if they really need it, it's silly to think that they're never going to like do anything.
The constantly extending number of Pokemon has got to be a giant pain in the ass to keep track of.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like a collectible card game, right? It's like if they've never. It's, I mean, you think about some of the crazy you can do with Magic right now. If you don't follow the rules, if you pull this card from the late '90s that hasn't been used forever, and then pair that with one from 2007, mm-hmm. then use that with one from 2019.
Yeah, that's called Legacy. That's real. That's a format people play.
And it's when you do all of those cards, you end up with some of the most ridiculous things because the game, the people creating any individual card never planned on them being used that way. We broke Munchkin like that once, right? Mm-hmm. Now there's probably at this point as many friggin' Pokemon as there are Munchkin cards. So when you have all that kind of stuff interplaying, it seems like a recipe for either dumbing all your shit down so there's no variability between the Pokemon, Pokermangs, or you end up with potential for some really complex shit, especially the movesets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the Pokemon meta is crazy. If you've never followed like Pokemon championship stuff
actually
every year.
Kind of what got me out of Pokemon starting to pay attention to that shit.
It is like watching the like 2v2 matches and like the championship level when people are playing on their DS and like Pokemon combos and stuff, like I think those are the people that are angry,
right?
And it's like nothing's changed. You can still play Sun and Moon, or you can still play X and Y. Like and I agree with you, it's over. Like as a card gamer, someone who does keep up with like that large raw number of cards, trying to, I really like the idea that I don't have to like try to catch 100,000 Pokemon or like know like 50 billion moves to try to get good. Like, I don't know. I'm excited about a Pokemon that's more like Let's Go.
Yes, I am too.
Something of a refreshing thing, you know, like a new, you know, a refresh, starting over.
And they have a lot of quality of life things that have never been in there before to make it just less tedious. You know, those old RPGs are tedious.
And they also added new stuff. There's like raid battles you can do with your friends now. and there's like Gigantamax, which
Raid
is
Shadow
a crazy
Legends.
Thing.
You go back and you
we're not sponsored by Raid Shadow Moon,
and have to fight all the Zubats at once.
Yeah, is that like every one of your YouTube channels?
Yeah, every one of my YouTube channels was showing. For
it's
Raid
a pretty
Shadow
solid
Legends.
Game.
I don't have a problem. It's just funny because they're all doing it.
Maybe we should ask if we can get sponsored.
Can we get sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends? Do you think?
I'll talk about Raid Shadow Legends. It's pretty good.
I don't know.
There's really cool graphics for.
I'll just be like, yeah, just put me in as like one of the characters that gets eaten by a dragon or something.
They're not gonna do that.
No. I don't think they include.
Yeah, they're not gonna include us in the game. They'll give us a link that.
They did it for JonTron.
Well,
no,
they
I don't
didn't.
Think he's
didn't
in the game.
In
that
it.
Was just an ad.
Yeah, it was an ad. Okay.
No, that's what I'm talking about. The advertisement.
Put me
in the advertisement.
Put you in the ad.
And I get eaten by a dragon. There you go.
Right.
Okay.
I see.
That
okay,
makes,
well,
that makes
if
more
you
sense.
Like Pokemon, follow your heart, I guess.
Yeah. Buy it or don't.
But Kevin and I will probably talk about it next week. So.
Oh, no. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys think about it once it actually comes out, because I saw there was drama, because there's always drama in the Pokemon Club.
I actually didn't know there was. This is the first time I've ever heard of a
people
big
outcry.
People
are always butthurt about something or other.
Man, it's like, and do you pull a Sonic and redesign the whole game?
No. You can't do that with games.
So, yeah.
Well,
you
can.
Well, I guess like Arkham, original Arkham, did that. In
Arkham Knight?
Asylum. Like, that game went through like three developers and stuff like that. Oh. It was basically like a Han Solo movie of video games.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Han Solo was like the... Han Solo, or is like the Arkham Asylum video movies. Yeah, God damn it.
I'm so confused right now. What are you talking
about? Scared and confused.
I said,
let's move on.
That Han Solo's Solo Bolo is the Solo Bolo of video game Arkham Asylum.
Bolo?
I'm already angry. What's the next topic?
That we're done, because that's our time.
Oh.
So.
The topic is we're leaving.
Yeah.
So,
well, thanks for listening.
This was fun.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I like when we have
we're leaving.
Peace.